The president of the Better Business Bureau is with us, CEO Steve Burness. Every week at this time, we get the scam warnings, the alerts. And Steve, we've got quite a few things to talk about this morning, starting with some ripoffs connected to these pandemic relief programs coming to a close. What are you seeing these days?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, as we're seeing the pandemic relief come to a close, we're seeing the job scams increasing. The Better Business Bureau issued a major international study this morning. As million people are employed and those looking for work, you know, want to find it from home, they post their resumes online on job boards, and all too often, some are contacted by a person they think looks to be true, but it's really a scammer. It's really a serious problem, and the BB found this to be one of our riskiest scams so far this year, with losses reported to the FBI, up about 27%, with about, $2 billion in losses to these job scams. So if somebody, if you're applying for a job online and the offer seems too good to be true, Bob, it usually is. And what we call the tip-off to rip-off on this one is that if they ask you to pay up front in any way, for either materials or other items that you need, for background checks or something like that, that's usually what we call the tip-off on these job scams. So be careful if you're online looking for a job.
I've got a couple for you that I've noticed myself. One is a text message that comes in, supposedly from AT&T, congratulating me or you for winning a draw, and then it gives a site to claim your prize. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have heard about it, the Better Business Bureau, Bob, and I've actually received the same one you did as well. Anybody calling you, texting you like that, rather, and saying you won a prize, click here, is usually what we call the tip-off to the rip-off. That is a scam in itself. The major companies do not do that. You're not going to get a free gift card by clicking on something like that. We're seeing a surge in these types of complaints to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker, and it's being consumers are just falling for it. And again, as I mentioned many times, Bob, the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business, and that's important to remember. And don't click on those links. There's really a zero trust factor in those links right now.
There was a email, I think it was in the form of an email, not a text, from Venmo, or supposedly from Venmo, asking to confirm information. In other words, send some various bits of information about yourself to Venmo, because supposedly if you don't do it by a certain date, you're not going to be able to use all of the services of Venmo. Is this legit?
Well, the Better Business Bureau has received complaints and inquiries on those types of offer, and actually Venmo is sending out those emails to some individuals, but unfortunately the scammer knows that and is also sending out emails. So really, Bob, what it comes down to, you have to trust the source. So on Venmo itself directly, go to the app itself, and that's the only time you should enter confidential information. If you are receiving an email with a click here, link to update your Venmo, may not be going to Venmo. So what we say for every type of, link that you receive, you got to verify the source, but it's best to go to the source directly. So if you feel it is from Venmo or want to make certain, go to Venmo directly or any other company that sends you the text and ask them, did they send you this to you, or can you help me in some way? But again, don't follow the links or don't follow the phone numbers they give you, because those could be the scammers. It's best to go to the websites directly that you know, go through your own search engines and find them, not by clicking on a link.
Right. And there's one more that I became aware of. It's a phone call, a message you get on your phone, and it's a automated robot voice, supposedly from Amazon, saying they've detected a charge that's questionable, and then they want you to press 1 for the fraud representative or whatever they call the person. So, I didn't do that, but I'm thinking, well, if you do press 1, what could possibly happen? Because obviously it's not legit, or I don't think it's legit, but what are they trying to get you to do?
So Amazon is actually not calling you and telling you there's something problem with your order and that you got to click press 1. Basically, when you press 1, you get to an operator, which is a scammer who are imposters saying they're from Amazon. But they ask you, something's wrong with your account, Bob. You got to act quickly to stop these charges. So we need your account number. We need your password. We need your credit card number to credit your account. Whatever it may be, they're kind of using the, Amazon in a way that you feel you're talking to Amazon, so you're freely giving this information. And what they're doing is getting this information, Bob, and getting into your account or getting your credit card information and stealing your identity. So Amazon doesn't do that. So, again, if you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker as well.
And I've saved 20 seconds for you, Steve, to mention the Torch Awards. What do we need to know?
Well, so the Better Business Bureau Torch Award is the highest honor that we bestow on companies. So there's a lot of good companies out there, even though we talk about the bad businesses all the time. There's a lot of great companies. So please nominate them for our Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics, our 25th year. Go to our Facebook page. It's on our top listing, our Torch Awards, and nominate companies that you know and trust for this great award. Minority-owned, women-owned, and we have 6 different categories of different organizations that can apply for our Torch Awards.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks as always, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.